Greetings to you, beloved brothers and sisters in the Lord. We thank the Lord for granting us the grace to see another day, even as we continue with our daily devotion. We thank Him for how He has been revealing Jesus to us by His Word. Today, by the grace of God, we are looking at the topic titled, To Believe in Jesus. As we open to the book of John, chapter 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world, that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in Him, take note of that, in Him, believe in Him, should not perish, but have everlasting life. The Lord bless His word in our hearts. We are taking this topic to call our attention to something very important, the meaning of believing in Jesus. A Muslim will tell you he believes in Jesus as a prophet. Many go to church today and they don't actually believe in Jesus. What do I mean? To believe in Jesus is to trust in Him. To believe in Jesus is not possible until we realize our sinful or our fallen nature. Many have good doctrines, but have not yet come to the knowledge, to the experience of the truth. They have truth, but have not met the truth, which is a person. Even among us today, there are many who have come to this point. Until we come to the point of beholding Christ, we cannot receive His Spirit. Jesus said, Come unto me, O ye that labor and heavy laden, I will give you rest. It is about coming to Him. It's not about coming to a building. You can come to a building and not necessarily coming to Him. You can find yourself in an assembly, gathering of believers, and not necessarily meeting Him. So in this place we just read, For God so loved the world, because He preciously loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son. The Son is so precious to Him, and we are so precious to Him, to a point that He could sacrifice what He has that is very precious, which is His Son, in order to save us. Jesus said, I know my own listen to my voice. The voice is the gospel. They listen to my word. And they, when they listen, they follow Him. And when they follow Him, He gives them eternal life. In John 3:16, he that believeth in Him, it is not in things, not in a religion, but in Him is a person. He that trusts in Him, we need to trust in Him. And you cannot trust what you don't, maybe it's not strong enough, even above you. What you trust to lean on must be stronger than you. In other words, we have fallen short of the glory of God, to a point that the only way we can please God is through Jesus Christ. We must come to a point to believe in Him cannot be possible if we are still strong in our strength. To believe in Him is only possible when we see how empty we are, when we see how much is impossible for us to please God on our own. So Jesus is the Lamb of God, is the one whom God has given for us in order to save us, is the one whom God used to accept us to Himself. We have no other means. On our own, we cannot be accepted unto God. So this is the reason why Jesus is the only way. This is why Jesus is the truth. Not a truth, but the truth. He is the way, not a way. Blessed be the name of the Lord. When you say is a way, which means there are other ways. But when you say is the way, which means is the only way. So I pray that God will help us. Even as we are believing good doctrines, even as God has sent His prophet in this hour to point us to truths, to some fundamental doctrines, we should realize that the most important thing after that is to come to Him in order to have eternal life. Because we can know all these things and yet we have not come to Him. And as such, we cannot receive eternal life. John the Baptist said, I baptize with water, but he that is coming after me, which is Jesus, will baptize you with Holy Ghost and with fire. That is eternal life. Only Him can give eternal life. Without coming to Him, it's impossible to have eternal life. He said, when I'm lifted up, which means when He is glorified, then He will draw men unto Himself. The message we preach must glorify Christ, must lift Christ up, in order for the people to receive His Spirit. The Lord bless His word in our heart. Shalom.